We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. We are having such a wonderful show today, talking about talk that gets results. And now we are going to get to talk to Sherry Blair, our financial consultant and sponsor. And we are delighted to have you here in studio with us again, Sherry. Looking quite beautiful.
Thank you, Paula.
So last time you were here, you know, we got into a bit about who it is you work with, because primarily you work with women, though you don't discriminate against men, I know.
Right.
But you have some concerns about women particularly. What are they?
Yes, I do. You know, I see that the biggest challenge for women that I work with generally is planning for retirement.
Why is that a bigger challenge for women?
We've talked about this before, but there's a couple key factors. And the first would be time, the time that we have on this planet, right? So if the average woman outlives the average man by 3 years, there's more time there. And many of us, we know that it could be, women could be alone for a decade or even more, right? So the time is one of the factors. The other is money. Money being, if we do not have a spouse or partner for a safety net because we outlive them, right? That takes that away. So it's time and money are the two biggest challenges. Yeah,
I remember once reading that the biggest challenges for even boomers, even you know, before we're way down the road in life, is concern about running out of money and running out of health.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Those are two biggest concerns that I find when I speak with women. But getting back to a man being a safety net, one of the things that we talk about on the show here and we kind of joke about.
One, two, three.
A man is not a financial plan. Yes. So that's one of the reasons why I like to do events, to educate, to inform, to inspire women about their finances or about financial situations so they'll be more comfortable and can move forward in their lives.
And I know your emphasis is on giving them strategies to help make their money last too, right, Sherry?
Right. Well, I believe that knowledge is power, right? So if we provide the knowledge, the information, the education, that will be empowering, correct? I grew up with the men in my life and in the family life, they were always the ones that made the decisions about money.
Controlled the money.
They controlled the money and made the decisions about money. And the women did not even try to learn or educate themselves because they deferred it all to their mate or their partner.
Which is kind of culturally how it was done.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. I've shared this before, but I have five brothers and I'm the only girl.
Oh, my.
So it seemed to be all these men and my father seemed to be around me quite a lot in my life. And that went on as I went to college and then after college into in my working profession. I was in male-dominated environments, professions, and typically the man would always be the eagle of the group and running things. So I really believe because 90% of women at some point in their life will have to take responsibility for their finances if they haven't already. So they'll be solely responsible for those. So it's really important to me. I feel very passionate about sharing this information to women, and that's one of the reasons why I like to have these events. And hopefully you'll have more knowledge and information about finances to take with you than you came, than you did when you came.
And a lot of what you're going to be teaching, Sherry, will be strategies to help money last. Is that
right?
Correct?
So, yeah, that's one of the things we're going to be doing is, or I'll be sharing, is just some different financial strategies. For instance, creating your income. So where does that come from, right? That income that's going to last you a lifetime, right? And preserving capital. And what does that mean to preserve your capital? And how, you know, what are some good ways that one can go about doing that and still feel safe, right? With the decisions you're making. Also identifying where potential income gaps could be. So let's say you're not, you haven't retired, or you're going into retirement. You haven't started taking your Social Security yet. When do I take my Social Security? Do I take it at 62? Do I wait until my full retirement age? There's even a, you know, the potential to wait until we're 70 where your Social Security can continue to grow. And what is the best time for me to take it? And why would I take it at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Because of which plays into the potential gaps of income. No one wants income to fall off from, let's say, you're taking money out of a certain investment vehicle, but it goes away in 5 or 7 or 10 years. You know, once you retire or from your mid-60s, you live another 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, that's the worst thing that I know women wouldn't want to do is don't have anywhere to go, run out of money. And then what do? You turn to family, which is fine, but are you going to be a burden to that family,
mm-hmm.
right? Right now I have a situation with my own mother who's 85 and she just had a fall and she's in the hospital and here I am taking care of her and the money's tied up in legal battles because my father passed away and didn't have things taken care of.
Oh my.
So who's going to take care of her? Who's going to pay for these costs?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that to our children, right?
Yeah, that's true. And I love that you have firsthand information about, you know, how to deal with these kind of situations. Because I think a lot of people, I can speak for myself, when my parents passed, I was running down to the attorney. I think I told you this the other day, 3 days, 4 days before she passed, right? And she's on oxygen. We got her in a wheelchair and we're wheeling her in so that she can fund a trust, right? And, you know, had I not known about that, right, then,
right.
it would have just gone in, into a probate situation.
Exactly. That's exactly what would have happened. If you pass with money that's beyond what you're allowed to pass with, which is $100,000, anything above and beyond that in the state of California goes into probate if you haven't set up a trust.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard those stories more than once.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and that's very sad. Yeah, it's very sad. And so we don't want that to happen. So it's all about what we can do to keep from that happening.
Pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Ken.
Love the information.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Paula. Yes,
that's
thank
great.
You.
Uh-huh. And you can listen to us at transitionradioshow.com. All of our shows are there or on iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud.
14 podcast platforms
across the nation and here locally at KCBQ 1170 AM on your dial.
Or ask Alexa. See you next time.